All right. My name's Alistair, and I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I started my life with my family. I grew up in the Baptist Union Church. I didn't really understand a lot of it. My parents didn't really go there too much. I think they had problems at that church. So when everyone asked me, I always just said I was Baptist, but I didn't really understand what that meant. I just lived a life playing video games and sports. I always believed that there was a God and he was real, but I had no understanding that there was a salvation and I had a need to be saved. I always thought that I was a pretty good person, and I only thought really bad people go to hell. I thought if I did something really bad, then I would go to hell, but God would be lenient towards me. But basically, at the start of 2014, someone gave me a Jack Chick track called This Was Your Life. I read that, and I started to actually fear God about standing before him and the judgment and how I lived my life. And I started thinking, maybe I'm not that good. Maybe he will send me to hell, and I didn't want to go to hell. But the bad thing is that track preached the wrong gospel. It said I had to repent and surrender my life to Jesus Christ, acknowledge that he died for my sins, and receive him as my savior. So now I thought Jesus Christ died for all my sins in the past, but now I had a new life that I had to make sure I live right and I had to be worthy to make it into heaven. So I was believing a wrong gospel. That's what I had there. And I thought I had to live that life to get to heaven. So after that, I got into the Jack Chick stuff. I didn't really like reading at the time, so I got one of those Jack Chick Bibles that are like the pictures and you can read through it. So I started reading that and learning about the Bible through the stories of it, because I didn't really grow up learning about the Bible stories of all David and Goliath and stuff. It was all new to me when I got into it. I also started visiting different churches. I went to 10 different churches, the Baptist Church, went to Christ Church, Pentecostal Church. I found out a lot of them, no one asked me about my salvation. I thought I was saved though, because I was on this path to repenting of my sins and living a good life. But no one asked me about salvation. And basically, a lot of people seemed fake, and it was all like a social club. I didn't really feel like there was anything worth going there. I could change my life doing anything in that church. So I started turning to YouTube, trying to find someone who could actually teach the Bible and someone who actually believed the Bible. When I was on YouTube, I came across a number of different people, Paul Washer, Ray Comfort, a whole bunch of Pentecostal people rolling around on the floor. And I was like, what is this stuff? Like, I just wanted to find something that could just teach me the Bible, because I just want to learn the Bible, but they were just doing this weird stuff. And So I was getting frustrated with all that stuff. So then one day, because I thought I was safe, I just prayed to God. I was like, just lead me to someone I can learn on YouTube, just someone actually believes the Bible, someone that's real, someone can just teach me and I can learn. I ended up finding Pastor Roger Jimenez preaching the Bible way to heaven. I listened to that little 10-minute clip, believed it, called upon the name of the Lord, and I believe I got saved at that point listening to that. Amen. But I wasn't fully grown. I was just only a babe in Christ then, so I believed at that. Afterwards, I found Pastor Stephen Anderson online preaching the Revelation series, and I was like, oh great, look, I can actually learn the Bible. He was going chapter by chapter. I thought, oh, God answered my prayer. This is great. But then I got to a point when I started questioning, is it really this simple? Is salvation really that easy going to heaven? So I thought, instead of listening to these people, I'm going to actually just read the New Testament for myself and see if I come to that conclusion. I started reading the New Testament, and I got to a couple of verses that jumped out at me. One was in 1 Timothy 3:16, and it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." And I never knew that Jesus Christ was God. I always believed he was the Son of God, didn't have the full understanding. Saw that verse and I was like, oh wow, Jesus Christ is God. And he came and died on the cross for me. And then I linked it up when I was reading that Jack Chick comic about the blood of Jesus Christ. And I was thinking about the Passover. Then I was thinking about that Jack Chick track, how it said he's going to judge me and review me of my life and how I live my life. Then I thought about the blood. And I thought that verse, and it says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And when I saw that, it was just like, it really is. It really is that easy. Jesus Christ paid for all my sins. They're all gone. I don't have to pay for any of them. It's really that easy. But then I was still a little bit questioning, is it really that easy? Because there's a lot of scams in this world. I didn't want to get deceived. But it was when I got to this verse in 2 Corinthians 11:3 that just sealed the deal. It said, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And when I saw that, I was like, salvation is simple. It's saying it's simple right here. If I want to trust something else, then it's like the devil trying to deceive people, saying, ye have God said. So basically, I fought back to the Garden of Eden when they said, oh, you have to eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And basically, it was easy to sin there. And now it's like the solution is Jesus Christ. Do you want that solution? And then not long after that, I stumbled across Stephen Anderson preaching, once saved, always saved. And I was like, yep, how can I deny this? That's what the truth is. So basically from that, I come away thinking, how many other people in the world are like me and actually believe that? That's what kind of got me into soul winning as well. And then just realizing that I'm only a sinner saved by grace. That's my sermon.